This one says, good morning, Steve and Shirley. Since I was young, I've been close friends with light-skinned girls. I would be considered dark-skinned. At first, when I was in middle school, I never noticed how unacknowledged I was. Once I started to pay more attention to my looks, I realized the only time I would be looked at was when I had on tight clothes because I'm curvy. Throughout high school, I dated a few different guys and they all cheated on me. By the time I got to college, I really wanted to be wanted, and I settled for situations with guys that really never deserved my time. I just always felt like I was my friend's shadow, the black girl with the big butt and her gorgeous light-skinned friend. I used to always wear a long curly weave to be more accepted, a little more accepted, and fit in with the girls I was around. Once I got to college, I ended up living with all light-skinned girls. My style was more appealing, and I just knew I looked good and couldn't be overlooked anymore. Yet, I was still my roommate's shadow everywhere I went. It even got to the point that people would speak to our group of girls and make eye contact with everyone but me. Guys my age don't care how they come off. I'm always told I'm pretty for a dark-skinned girl, or I hear about how my guy friends would never be attracted to a dark-skinned girl. I recently watched the movie called Dark Skin on Oprah's network, and I was happy to see that light is being shed on the situation. My mother and sister tell me I'm beautiful all the time, but my dad and brother, not so much. My dad dates a light-skinned woman, my parents are divorced, and my brother dates a white girl. So for me, everything in my life except for my mom, my sister, and my boyfriend are telling me that I'm not considered beautiful. I just want to know what I can do to break this blanket that causes me to be unseen in most people's eyes. Signed, the curvy dark girl. I just think the best answer I can give you is just to go take a look in the mirror and stay there for a really long time. And you got to realize that this is the way God made you, period. This is who you are. God doesn't make any mistakes. You're light skinned, dark. This is who you are. You have to accept that. I don't think she's ever really accepted the fact that this is it and it's not going to change. I just think, you know, yeah, there's a movie called Dark Girls talking about this situation. Spike Lee had a movie called School Days. India Arie has a song, Brown Skin, all talking about and celebrating this skin thing. But I just think you have to get there yourself. I think you have to stop letting others define your beauty and who you are. You have to know this stuff for yourself. No matter what color you are, you just need to value, accept, and love yourself. And it just starts with you. Steve?
All right. I have a different take here.
I'm sure you do, sir.
Because, you know, look, sometimes I just really like to peel the banana all the way back. And let's just go on, keep it real. Look, I could go into some dissertation about how we've been made to hate ourselves over the years because of slavery, yada, yada, yada. We done all heard that. But this little girl's situation a little bit different. I'm going to point out some stuff to you that she said in her letter. Now, I'm going to ask you, because, see, this is all about her. This really ain't about no outside forces. This really about her. Here's where it all began. Since I was young, I've been close friends with light-skinned girls. Right there. Right there.
What?
Right, that's right there. You're hot. See, you want you to, we're talking Steve. I'll Steve get right to it. Since I was young, I've been close friends with light-skinned girls.
Okay.
You think, you pick, see, you pick your friends. Your family, you just got them. Uh-huh. But you go out and select who you friends with. So you done went out and selected light-skinned girlfriend. See, hold on. See, we quit talking about this. This you. This your fault. You doing this to yourself, little girl. Your definition of beautiful is light-skinned. Who you would like to associate with is light-skinned.
Because
you went out and picked all light-skinned friends since you was in school. You ain't had no dark-skinned girls could have been your friend. All my best friends are dark-skinned.
Yep.
Them dudes that's with me down there in the hole, they dark-skinned. My daddy was dark-skinned. My mama was fair complexion. My mama could pass for white. She could ride trains in West Virginia when other black people couldn't. My mama could pass. My daddy was shoe boot. My daddy was damn near purple.
You almost had a Paula Deen moment. Careful.
I grew up loving him the way he was and loving her the way she was. This girl got a problem with just dark-skinned people? Right, people. You pick all light-skinned friends. Then let's go on to this right here. When I was in high school, I had on tight clothes because I was curvy. Throughout high school, I dated a few different guys, and they all cheated on me. Let's stop this right here. All boys in high school cheat on you. Ain't nobody real in high school.
Slow down. This
ain't got nothing to do with you being dark-skinned. All the light-skinned girls get cheated on in high school. That ain't cause you dark, girl. That's cause they boys. And they trying to figure
young
it out.
Boys.
And they just young boys. All boys cheat. They can't stay true. You can't expect a boy to be true to you in high school. Hell. All right, let's move on to that. Then, once I got to college, I ended up living with all light-skinned girls. Excuse me. You know, I've been to college. Uh-huh. In 2 weeks, they have room change.
Yes, they do.
Even if you get put in a room, in 2 weeks, you can go down there and change your room. When you walked in the room and you saw all them light-skinned girls in there, your ass could have went down there and changed your room and got you some dark-skinned roommates right there. But you ain't want little dark-skinned people in your room because you've been friends with little high yellow girls your whole damn life.
So
finish
her.
This when I come back.
She
I wish I see, I take a letter apart. This ain't about our history. This is about this little girl right here.
And her light-skinned friends.
Hey, little high yellow-ass friend. This is just a girl who's making conscious choices because of how she feels about light-skinned people. It ain't how light-skinned people feel about dark-skinned people. Mm-hmm. It's how this dark-skinned girl feel about light-skinned people. That's what I see in the letter.
Okay.
If you keep picking light-skinned friends, you keep picking light-skinned roommates, you know, and then you won't, let me get right here. My mother and sister tell me I'm beautiful all the time, but my dad and brother not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I don't know what that got to do with it. I don't know, but not so much, meaning they say it, but not as much as mom and daughter. No man compliments you in the family as much as your mom and sisters do. Women are very complimentary. My dad dates a light-skinned woman. My parents are divorced. And my brother dates a white girl.
Mm.
What do that got to do with you being dark-skinned?
She got a color problem herself.
It's you.
Yeah.
You saw your daddy with the light-skinned girl,
and
your brother went and got the white girl. That ain't got nothing to do with light-skinned. Now, hold on. maybe your brother found love. I ain't got nothing to do with this. This is
no
just
color.
A girl who really needs mm-hmm. to sit down with herself, like Shirley said, look in the mirror and just be okay with you.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you something. Beauty comes in all shades.
Beauty is beauty.
That chocolate skin.
Yes, Lord.
Lord have mercy, man. And
beauty
I like
beauty.
All the shades of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ain't got no favorite. I done
Me
seen
either,
it
Steve.
Fine dark, fine light. I don't care
Medium,
what.
Whatever.
It's in there. It's just a personal choice.
That's
of
what
another
I love
person.
About you, that you love black women. You love
yes, you
that.
Do.
That's what I love about you.
Let me tell you something.
I done had every color.
You just too much.
50 shades of black, bro.
Instead of gray.
Yes, Lord.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.